Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Nat. Follow the group.
Yeah.
We're, what we do.
We're that kind of hot thing, guys.
I know y'all miss my singing.
What's up, y'all? I'm Teej.
I like to think I'm a calm, cool, and sometimes collected one.
We probably made that as a person.
Literally. We're crazy, becomes relatable.
Welcome to the shit show, guys.
Hola, amigas. Welcome to A Crazy Little Thing Called, the podcast that dives headfirst into the beautiful, complicated, and crazy world of millennial life. I am the oh-so unsophisticated but beautiful Natalie. And who do I have with me?
I am all out of talking phases, but
that's so funny.
It's very true. Yeah, welcome back to another episode.
Yes, welcome.
It has been a
journey.
It has been a lovely journey. But anywho, as always, we will start this lovely show off with our favorite thing to do. I say favorite, it's new. We're still getting adjusted to it. Let us know if you like it or not. A lovely melanin moment. This week, I have a business and I want to shout out because we just recently did our photo shoot. And so we took our photos at a lovely black-owned studio here in good old Houston, Texas.
We're dead.
Yep. And it goes by the name of Sandman Studios. And that is S-A-N-M-A-N, not Sandman. But they were super great. The studio was nice. There's a bunch of different sizes you can choose from. We got the smaller one and it was still pretty large. Reasonably priced. There's also an art exhibit in there. I think it changes.
And also to shout out, like, next door, they own that space too. And so you can have an event space. And that's where I had Wesleyan's baby shower. So, yeah. I didn't know that they were black owned at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they were really nice. They called me the week after we did the photos and was just calling, you know, to check in and make sure everything was okay for our liking. So, like, you know, if you leave a Google review, we'll give you 10% off your next booking.
That's nice. I didn't know they did that.
Do that, but I need to. So yes, definitely give them a check out. Give them a check too. Should they get the money? Support local businesses.
Remind me that, like, check too.
Literally no problems. Like, very, they just checked us in, left us alone.
Yeah, that's what I like. Just leaving us alone.
Courtesy. Look, we got 10 minutes left as we were packing up, but they were super nice. I would totally go again. And since you said the baby shop was there, was the space nice? Because obviously that's two separate.
So the space was nice. I mean, it was just kind of like
warehousey.
Yeah,
warehouse-y.
The only thing that I will say is that, and you know, we're all in for honesty, that they must have had a party in there the night before because it smelled like weed. Like, and it wasn't aired out or anything. Like, it honestly smelled like they just smoked in there. And so we had to kind of like.
What if that was them or if it was like the area? You know, like, vents, like, maybe it came in because it.
I don't know. Yeah. So we had to air it out a bit and we got like so many candles and just left the doors open and whatnot. And so it was fine. It was literally fine.
The space itself.
Yeah. The space itself was good.
Shout out to them. We had a good time with the photo shoot. And I know a friend of mine or a friend, coworker, or whatever, she did a video shoot of some sort there for like a live performance. And she used the space too. And she said great.
Yeah.
So
I don't have no problem. I think the only problem that's because they had older people that were attending the baby shower. Yes. We didn't care.
Obviously.
But it was just more so like
the elders.
Yeah.
Interesting. But yes, so give them a checkout. Stop saying that.
A checkout.
Because this is not a grocery store.
No,
check them out. You can go to their website, which
give
is
them a checkout.
Sandman, S-A-N-M-A-N .com. And yes, they're located in downtown Houston. So go give them some business and check them out on Instagram for your next event or photo shoot. Sorry, I need to get better at that. But anyway, do we need to take a break before we jump in? Are you ready? I know it was a quicker intro for today.
I'm ready to jump ready in
for it. Before we do get into it, be sure to check our Instagram for our crazy cocktail of the episode so you can sip along with us cool kids here while we get litty lit lit. So now we won't take a break, but you can always just literally press that lovely pause button and go get your drink and then rejoin us. Do not do this if you're driving. Drink responsibly. Anywho, so yes, this is a Teej production today. And I have been saying for, I don't know if I initially said this in season one or if this was in season two what? That I said I wanted to do this episode.
Oh God, I'm nervous.
Let me sip my drink. But I it's been on my list. Ooh, I forgot about that.
Ooh, I hit a punch.
The bunch there. I've been wanting to do it, and then I would just put it off to the back burner because I was like, oh no, it's not the time. I don't want to do it. Blah, blah, blah. And then finally, something maybe a week ago.
About a week ago.
It was after the last time we recorded. I was scrolling the Twitters, and I saw this video clip, which I'll allude to what it is later, that made it come back to my mind, and I was like, okay, now I know how I wanted the episode. So.
Oh, Lord.
I know, right? Let me go to my notes. So I had been saying I wanted to do the sex versus intimacy conversation for forever. So we're going to dive into that because we also said we were going to get into the uncomfortable.
And you did.
We both did. Run the tape back. Ooh, this will be a perfect time when I get my... You like, you said it as well. So, yes, we're just going to have a lovely conversation about those things. I have a couple of things to navigate. Navigate, Kelly Clarkson. Navigate us along that journey. But the first... The way that I want to jump in to this conversation is, what are your early memories of sex? Not having it. We don't need to get into that. But what are your earliest memories?
Can we sage the place? I need to kill her mom.
I did that actually before you got here. I knew your energy was going to be, ooh, okay. Oh. I got sick actually, so it might have been me. You know how they say that's like you sage the place, but you be the ones that be called?
Literally.
Yes.
So earliest like memories of just like sex in general of like what it entails.
When did you, as a human, become aware of sex that you can recall?
That's tough. Cause I mean,
you don't have to give like specific age, but like, when do you, I'm trying, okay, so I'll give my example. For me, I remember it being, I had to be like five or so, somewhere around there. Cause I know my parents were divorced. Mm-hmm. At the time, and I remember, you know, like HBO used to be like on cable. They used to have all like sexy and stuff, and I just remember my dad was actually, my dad wasn't as, you know, like close your eyes with it. I mean, yeah. He was like, you shouldn't, blah, blah, blah. But I remember my mom specifically, if something, she would cover your eyes, stuff like that. Like, and I remember being so intrigued by like, what is it? You know, like your parents say you shouldn't do something, so what's the first thing you want to do?
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Granted, I wasn't like 5 years old, like, oh, I'm gonna have sex. I was just so curious as to what.
Yeah, naturally.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Not my Bella.
So I think that's around my earliest memories. And then I remember, I had to be older. I was at least in elementary school. And then I remember like going to my dad in those drawers and I would find like that little porn movie. Because back then it was DVD. the little book. Because it wasn't like, you know, like DVDs that we have now. It has like the cover. It was like burned.
Yeah.
Used to burn CDs and stuff like that. And I remember finding it. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? Yeah. And so I think those are my earliest of where I would. I guess somehow in my young brain registered this.
So I guess if I'm thinking about like my earliest recollection of just this in general, when it comes to like my parents, I honestly think they really did a good job at just like not like hiding me from that. Granted, and I could be getting this memory all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mandela effect?
Yeah, Mandela effect. If you listen to this, turn it off now. But I kid you not, I know there was one time where that, you know, the house that we're in now, like my parents were well divorced, mm-hmm. and I think he came over and I heard something. But that's terrible. That, like, I was in high school by then.
Oh, damn, that's late.
I think.
Chuck, you had sex with it, huh? Yes, that can't be your earliest memory.
No, no, no. Oh, but just of parents. Oh. But so what comes to mind for me is you remember what's his name? Oh. Howard Stern.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And his show would come on after something on a certain channel, and I can't for the life of me think of it. But you know how, like, channels used to turn to something else, yes, after.
Old lady, was it Sex Talk with Dr. Ruth or something? Oh, white lady. Oh, God.
So I remember watching something, and I guess I was just staying up late, and it turned to that, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And so okay. I feel like that probably was my earliest. I don't remember when it was, but it was like kind of like the earliest of it being talked about. Like from an adult, as opposed to, you know, curiosity. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that was interesting because I always associated him with that. And then what's his daughter's name?
Oh, I don't know these people. I know who Howard Stern is, but I don't know his daughter.
He's what was married to. Oh, you don't know them at all?
No.
God. It's the. Damn it.
I mean, you have a phone in front of you. You could easily Google. Because I don't recall. I don't remember. I've always known Howard Stern for radio. So I never. I guess that wasn't a part of my upbringing. I remember, like, when Showtime and HBO would go to a certain afterwards, and it would play like unedited or unscripted, uncensored stuff, or even like BET Uncut.
Is it Howard? Yeah, it is Howard Stern. But I guess that's.
Who was he married to?
Oh, I'm getting it mixed up, but it is Howard Stern. But I guess I'm thinking about Osbourne.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne.
Why am I thinking about that? Yeah, Kelly. Yeah, Kelly. That's the daughter. Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember them for anything sexual.
No, yeah. No, yes.
They look alike.
They do. I was about to say, I was like, why am I mixing that up? But yeah. So
yeah, we're going to bring this combo back. So yes. Okay, and then, so how, now that we've got the sex part and how our earliest memories, it'll make sense later. How would you define intimacy?
Now?
No, I would say, I don't want to say what's your earliest memory of intimacy, but how, as a younger person, would you describe, because I think both of us have come to the realization of what.
Yeah, it is now.
What were your initial thoughts?
Yeah, back then I thought it completely directly correlated with sex. I thought intimacy was that, like, you are physically, you know, mm-hmm. intimate with mm-hmm. somebody, and that is what intimacy looked like.
And I think it was so. First of all, they don't tell you these things. Like, I don't feel like my parents ever were, like, you know, describing intimacy or whatever like that. It was always just like when you heard, it was like intimate scenes, or if you mm-hmm. were in the store or whatever, it was the intimate section. It was always lingerie. So mm-hmm. it was like always gave off that thing. So I think for a very long time, for me, that's what I always associated it with.
Yeah.
So then I guess that kind of leads into the next question, which you kind of answered, was have sex and intimacy always been separate things to you?
No. At the beginning, it was one and the same. Mm-hmm. I think as I've gotten older, and honestly, as I've gotten into my late 20s and mm-hmm. now 30, I can definitely differentiate between the two. I definitely see the value in one versus the other and how they can be interchangeable, but definitely not one and the same. But for the longest, and I blame society, I blame just everything. Like, it makes it so, like, what is that? Synonymous?
Mm-hmm. Them being.
Yeah. Like,
with sex and intimacy being these
media, same, society, everything, parents, like what they teach you.
I would say,
not they teach you, but like
what they don't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we say. It's like they don't. There, I don't feel like I ever got that. Maybe people have.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but I don't think it was ever illicitly said for me. Going back to you said they weren't. Yeah. They weren't separate before. Do you recall the age that you said late 20s? Okay, no, you said late 20s, sorry. Do you recall what spurred you to differentiate? Like, was there an incident or was there a what?
So for me, and we've talked about this before on previous episodes, but the listeners know I had, you know, I had my fun. And that was really when you and I lived together. So honestly, I think during that time, like at the beginning of when we lived together, so I was like 2020. Damn.
That was a time.
That, like, I think that was a time that we were forced to learn ourselves because we were, you know, captivated in our...
Captivated?
Held captive in our home.
But captivated is like... Oh, maybe that is how that word is used.
I don't know if I'm using it right.
Because I think they're like a... Oh, yeah, captive.
Held captive.
Anyway.
Anywho's,
not a grammar show.
Granted, I knew it before then, but I think in that moment, it was like really more so... Oh, you got to separate the two because, like, they are different.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what would be temporary fun and fulfillment is not necessarily intimacy to the extent that I would like to carry on a relationship with somebody. And so I think... Not saying that that was the time that I recognized the two, but I think that's the time that I really differentiated the two, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. I think, mine was later in life too, and I would say mine didn't hit until after I moved here into this place.
Really?
Yeah. I think for me it was because for the longest time, I mean, I had like my, I don't even want to say what hopefully it's whenever I moved to Houston specifically. I know I mentioned that in another episode before, but I think when I had that initial time of moving to Houston and like really being free and stuff like that, I was still very much so
reserved.
Not even reserved. I was very cautious.
Mm.
And no, that sounds bad. I was very much so like, I want to have fun, but I only want to have fun with one person.
Yeah,
I
don't trust,
you know, like, there's too much.
That's fair.
So it was like that. And then after that, I think there was only like maybe one or two people during I moved here in 2016, between 2016 and 2020, maybe two people. And it was just like consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like pretty much that. Yeah. And then I met V, and that, you know, and so I think that's when I learned intimacy without actually calling it that. And so then once that ended, which is kind of around the same time we moved out of the house and I got here, and I was like, whoa, I feel like that's when.
Yeah. What? That's when
fun.
What?
That's when fun began.
What's fun?
Mm, a lot of fun.
Can you describe?
This is a children's program.
I'm sorry. Get your editing skills and rewind to the beginning of what you just said of this episode.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, and so then I got here, and I feel like I was looking for what I had then with V in these other people, and realizing that I was thinking that I just wanted sex. And then I think that's when my mind, I realized, well, this isn't fulfilling me in the way that I thought it would. And then I think it took me saving myself being like, well, it's something deeper that I need that sex is fulfilling. And I was like, but I enjoyed the sex. So what is it? And then I think that's when I came to the realization. It's like, I crave the intimacy of a person, not just literally fucking. Because that's literally all it was.
So interesting that this is your topic today, because, ooh, Wait till tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. I'm scared.
It kind of goes hand in hand. Look, we be here.
Yeah, one and one. So I think that for me, so I guess at the age, I moved here when I was 28. I just turned 29. Yeah. Or I was about to turn 29. So I think around that age for me, and I think it took, I guess 29, because no, it didn't happen at 28, because shit, I was here for like 3 days before I turned 29. I think that it took that and just really sitting and being like, some things, which is, it's weird, because I don't know if people, if that's common. I feel like maybe it is common for people to have that realization, but then I also think some people have been in relationships, you know, a lot, in more relationships to where they can make that differentiation and realization for themselves.
I think experience has a lot to do with being able to differentiate it earlier than later, mm-hmm. as well as I think trauma has a lot to do with it too. So, I mean, not to say that you had like trauma in that aspect, but I think just experience when it comes to you and I feel like our experience is different. So mm-hmm. it makes sense that I kind of differentiated it a little bit earlier mm-hmm. than sure. you. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I was, I wanted to see if there was a correlation, and I mean, kind of, I don't, and this isn't like a scientific whatever, we're trying to see if the age in which we were introduced mentally, or that sounds terrible, but introduced to the concept of sex determined how we differentiated the two and how we came to those realizations.
No.
Because I think, well, I know for me, like you said, your earliest ones was, this was Howard Stern.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because if we're going off of that, like the introduction of it, I think no, because it would be the opposite, because you were introduced way earlier mm-hmm. than I would. But I think it has to do with just your own experience. Mm-hmm. Granted, it could be different from anybody, but just in regards to us two, I feel like it really goes off of experience mm-hmm. for us. And the fact that you're a man and I'm a woman, that's I'm sure was, there are mm-hmm. other underlying things.
I feel like
things.
Maybe parental, like the way, because obviously we know how society treats women to, mm-hmm. to be, well, your chastity. Until you're 30 or until you get
listen,
married.
Listen, edit that part out.
No, it's not. I'm not going to remember where you said that once I go back. But yeah, obviously for men, we aren't advised to hold back on our things, you know, on sex as much as women are.
On our things.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Nick, would you, and I know the answer to this one, but do you think you can have sex without intimacy?
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And.
Cause I'm a nigga. So where I am.
Okay, but do you think you can have intimacy without sex?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ever?
No. Without sex ever? That's a no.
Yeah.
That's a no for me, dog.
And see, that's where I wonder. It's weird because obviously you can have sex without intimacy because it happens so often. And we see what.
It's not sustainable, though.
That, yeah, sex without intimacy is not sustainable, but.
For me.
Same, because it gets really boring. Because, not going into that. But then the intimacy without sex, does that get boring?
So yes, because in my mind, it's not going to be the norm, but it can start that way. It could be the initial.
Right, which I feel like.
And that's what I appreciate.
I think in my instances of like dating, in the situations where, which and maybe this is, I was, sorry, I got a hiccup. As I was thinking about this episode and stuff like that, and kind of like trying to play out some of the scenarios and how, where it could go and see how, well, a lot of the situations or dating experiences that I've had when it has been long distance has always lasted longer because sex couldn't be readily available. And so we had to develop something before that even happened, because if we aren't in the same city, I'm not about to just travel to you on the, like, after not knowing you, because one, you could be fucking psycho. And two, it's like, I'm gonna get there and we just don't sit and have nothing to talk about. We can have sex, but I didn't drove or you've driven all, you know. So I think that's why it's all, those have always lasted. Not saying they've been the best relationships, obviously, but what?
I was looking on my watch. I took all of my stuff off. But I think that's where we differ in the sense of like, I don't, not that I don't put myself in those positions, but that I don't put myself in those positions because I know myself. Mm-hmm. And so it's more so like, as we go to just like love languages, physical touch is definitely one for me. Not to that extent, but it's more so, you know, physical touch, we'll talk about that, but it's more, it doesn't have to be to that extreme, but it's like, long distance is a no for me.
Oh, no, yeah, it's definitely no. I mean, I know that.
Well, now. I didn't have to experience that to know. Because my long distance, air quotes, you guys, for those who are not watching, that was the behind the scenes when things were actually, other things were taking place. God, I'm talking in
close. I was like, I'm trying to follow you and I know the situation, but I'm still like, what?
Like, obviously, my ex was long distance in the sense of like, you know, Houston to Beaumont. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of like the behind the scenes.
I'm talking in code. Let me reiterate the same code I just spoke.
But now it makes more sense. That was behind the scenes because it was just like always there. There wasn't the main focus.
The distance? The sex. I'm so lost. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to be open.
Your
what is the truth?
Main focus was the one who was long distance.
Oh, okay. Because I
my main focus. I had none. I was there, living, floating in the air. So what I mean by that is that
she was being a nigga, as she already reiterated in this fucking episode. Wow,
we weren't in a relationship, like to that extent.
Like I'm not even joking.
I was trying to be subtle.
I was so confused.
We're not gonna air this episode.
Oh, it's coming out. Okay, that's fair. That's weird. I know now. If I knew back then, anyway, what do you think? Because obviously you have been, we have different, kind of. Well, no, because you were just in a relationship in the same city, and I've been trying one in different. Well, was let that go. What do you think are some ways that couples can cultivate intimacy in relationships?
Hell. For one, is both being intentional about putting the effort into making that a priority. Okay. Because as any mature adult knows, life is not going to be all sunshine and daisies. And you're not always going to feel the same way about a person each and every day. So it means that you have to be intentional about making time for the things that you want, which is, you know, the relationship. And that goes into, you know, doing those little things on a daily basis that go towards the intimacy level. I feel like as you get in a relationship and as you get older, what like piques your intimacy is different. Mm-hmm. Like, so what I mean by that is like, you know, as I've gotten older and as I've gotten in a relationship, like if I come home and the dishes are done.
Oh my God. You know, it's funny.
Let me tell you.
It's so funny you say that. And this is going to sound really weird. Because it has to do with my stepmom and nothing like that. But it's funny because obviously me and her did not start out having the best of relationships. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, she used to come, like, she would just be, first of all, she works a very hard, manual, a labor intensive job. Mm-hmm. And she works around a lot of men. So she's just naturally hard, right? And so I remember she would come home and just be like just after the day, just being like, ugh. And I think she would always get up before my dad back in the day. And so it would just be me there because I got off the bus and I'd just be like, I'm not gonna do it though. She would just come home and she would light a candle and go take a bath or something like that. And so that I remember one time I was just home and I just wanted to smell good, so I put the candles on. I just lit the candle. She was like, did you do that for me? I was like, mm. She was like, I just love when I come home to a fresh smelling house. And so stuff like that. And so, granted, that's really awkward of timing to put that in this.
Very much so. Uh-huh.
But do when you said doing little things like the dishes not mm-hmm. being washed and stuff like that, it's also smaller things that can help to cultivate it. Before I answer, no.
Well, no, so I was saying like most recently, which I hadn't told you of, but like, you know, my little friendly friend. This actually happened just this past week. I was at home and I was watching my nephew.
You watching your what?
My nephew.
I heard Netflix and I was like, is that like Netflix?
Goodbye.
I don't know, let's just go down and shit.
I was watching my nephew, was going through it. Actually, he was really good. But I got a little text message and it was like, how many cups of coffee have you had? And I was like, just one. And they were like, well, hot or cold? And I was like, hot. And they were like, well, what do you want? And I was like, a chai tea latte with oat milk. Not a couple minutes go by, ring ring at my door, and I got coffee. Yeah, coffee delivered to my house.
That's a favor, like that's amazing service.
And I was like, I'm
asking you your order.
I'm holding my nephew, and they were like, Natalie. I said, yes.
Oh wait, it was no. They favored it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I really thought they what's up?
Oh no, they were at work.
Oh.
Exactly. They were at work and they thought about me to deliver me coffee.
So on that note, we're going to take a quick break before I answer this question. and then I'm going to
if a nigga could, he would.
I'm gonna use that soundbite. then I'm going to explain the thing that triggered me finally putting this episode together. Mm. So we'll be back. Yeah. Okay. Did you hear my stomach?
No, but the way that you started it was like, you know, when you weren't supposed to listen to the radio at that time when they switched to like a, okay.
Oh, is that? No. Well, I kind of paused because I felt my stomach like growling and then it went.
Yeah, no, so I didn't like, hear that at all.
Okay. I'm back, obviously. See, look at me, craving intimacy. Stop it. Anyway.
Stop it.
Woo! Anyway. Before we left off, I asked Natalie the question of what are some ways to cultivate intimacy, and she answered. Mm-hmm, she mm-hmm. And so my response to it would be along the lines of what you said, being intentional. But then I also think that communication is so important in developing that connection.
Yeah.
And I think that's it takes, you know, being connected with the person and all that fun jazz, excuse me, to, you know, form that bond, and then that's what deepens the intimacy, because again, intimacy is not just sex. Mm-hmm. It's so many more. And I guess before I continue on that, like I was looking up and researching stuff. Did you know there's 9? There's actually 10 different forms of intimacy? 10.
Oh no. I don't think I've ever looked up forms of intimacy.
Me either. But you know, I do my research. You know, I'm a modern day Brian Gumbel. I actually don't know what that man did. So I shouldn't use that because he was like really terrible. But anyway, there's obviously the ones that we know: emotional, physical, intellectual, spiritual. Then they got different. There's experimental, which is trying new things with like crap, not just sexual. But it's like, let's try this recipe.
Yeah. Just be openness. That's what it is.
The fact.
We're gonna cut that out.
Because no, when I saw the word, I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's not where they were going. Spiritual, which is having similar beliefs.
Oh, did you say that one earlier?
I did. Okay, I'm sorry. Recreational, which is trying like crafts and like hiking and stuff like that together. That is a term.
Then what's experimental?
Experimental is trying, like also trying things in the bedroom. I need to Google it because I'm not about to go back to it. Aesthetic intimacy, which is admiring the beauty of things together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Conflict.
Intimacy. I think they're just reaching at this point.
You know, I was thinking that too. This was done by, the list I saw was by a licensed mental health counselor. I just Googled it. It was the first thing that popped up. So the girl, and it was reviewed by her somebody. So we'll go with it. Conflict, which is how you
resolve conflict.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then social is like being able to link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Those make sense. Anyway, so I think a lot of those factors of being able to communicate and say the things that you need and all that fun stuff. Helps go into, you mean words. All of those can be benefited from healthy communication. And that's what I was like in my mind racking. And like I said, there was something that I ran across that made me all this click together. And I was like, okay, this makes sense. There was a video from Dr. Joy, you know, Therapy for Black Girls, on a podcast. And I can't remember the name of the podcast, so God forgive me. But they were talking, and it was her and the two co-hosts or both women. They were talking about just relationships and blah, 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 you know, Dr. Joy being her doctor. So said this, and I was like, well, damn. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to be mind blown? Listeners, are you ready?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
And it said, the intimacy you are looking for is on the other side of the difficult conversation you're avoiding.
Well, I guess that's
bad. I was like, I wish I could see her face, but you probably can. I was like, well, damn. Because if...
But my thing is, I think that's why I'm receiving what I am now. Because I'm not avoiding shit anymore.
Exactly. And so I think that... And
I'm not ready for it.
I was about to say, I wasn't gonna ask that question on the air. I'll ask it off air. I should ask it. So, but now that you are, and this isn't in a reference to anything sexual, but do you feel as though the connections that you are forming have formed since you have been, you know, not avoiding conversation? Do you feel like they're more genuine and deeper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I literally.
But I'm still holding back, and it's me. It's just me. But yes, 100%.
And yeah. I think that clicked for me too, because I feel like once I was in the space of finally deciding, okay, done with the past, that I was just like, there's nothing to hide. Like, there's not like a person that I'm trying to cling on to. Like, I'm
done
with that. So the conversations that I have now are just more, I don't want to say from a genuine place.
They're open and free. There's no hiding. There's no nothing. Like,
just in the open.
But I've always been like that. And to kind of piggyback off of what you said of like intimacy for you is more so like the communication. I feel like, yes, because, you know, I'm a communication queen. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it's not just communication, because I've had deep talks sparingly with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's more so of the frequency of the communication of the deep talks that we have, mm-hmm. but also the ability to apply what we talk about to our interaction. So it's the application.
When I say communicate, I don't think, well, I mean, yes, communication can be a form of intimacy, but I feel like what I was saying in communication is that helps deepen, because you're covering how to love or connect with this person by actually being able to have open and honest communication.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, anybody can talk.
Yep.
So that's why I don't think, like, you can give very surface level conversation that you're going
to
be talking about.
No, but I'm saying even when you get to the deep conversations, you can have those deep conversations, mm-hmm. then sometimes it just don't go nowhere unless after that.
Yes.
So you need to apply. You need to listen. And that's what I said, like, I go back to just, like, the... Like, nigga, you know... It's like, you listen to the fact that I love coffee, or I love sour Skittles, or I love this, like... What? I didn't have to bring it up to you again? Or I didn't have to, you know... But again, I don't want you to introduce me to a vibe you can't maintain, so it's just the beginning.
Again, I reiterate her sentiment from earlier. She is a nigga. With all of that, and I think you've said that your love language is physical touch. Mine for sure is definitely quality time. That's
physical. Well, you have your like kind of top two.
Those are my two: physical touch and quality time, and the physical touch are my two.
Yeah, same.
Look at us.
I know.
That's weird.
What are your, since we know the love language, what are your favorite non-sexual forms of intimacy? I mean, you just kind of gave one of them.
Yeah, I think it's more kind of, I guess, every love language is a bit of mine. So it's definitely the acts of service. And what I mean by that is just like, if you could help me out without me asking you, okay, that goes a long way. And this is a big one, because you know me and my So instead of somebody giving me options, granted, I don't want you to take away the choice from me, but I think this is more so like when you learn me enough to know like what choices I would like. Mm-hmm. So apply those, but then make a fucking decision. Like, do it. Do it.
So she's a nigga and she needs a hood.
Yeah, that's probably my biggest one, is when you could just lead. That sounds so traditional and it's annoying, but it's very, very, very true for me. So, I don't know. I feel like that is kind of my thing when it comes to how I would like for someone to increase the intimacy level between us by just kind of, you know, just showing that, for one, you're listening, but then also showing that, like, I don't need to have to ask you. I don't need to tell you. I don't need to do any of that thing for you to just kind of do what you need to do, because you've learned me enough. You know what I'm saying?
I follow. And I think I agree for you. Yes. I'm kind of the same, but I think for me, the things when it comes to like non-sexual forms of intimacy and the things that I enjoy is like sending me music. Mm-hmm. Like that for me, I'm just like, oh, because you thought about me or some shit like that. But my favorite thing is just like watching a movie together. That is like that, or excuse me, y'all, these hiccups killing me. That, or just listening to music together, like stuff like that. Because again, my love language is quality time. So anytime that we are together, just doing anything, cooking together, any going to the park, just spending time together, for me, that helps deepen that. Which I guess, would that be considered physical or is that emotional?
Literally, okay. It's not like a
separately
one and done category. They're all intertwined. I
think those are the things, because as I'm thinking back to the past or relationships, the things that I enjoyed the most about that time, and like the times that I felt the most
connected,
yes, were during those times. Like listening or putting me onto a new TV show, or or even like doing something that they enjoy that maybe you haven't done before. This is experimental.
There's a TikTok challenge. I don't know if it's recent or not, but I've seen it honestly just once on my page. But it was called like the bird challenge. And basically it's like the theory of act very interested about something that's just very nonchalant, very like not like interesting at all. Okay. And they say a bird. And so it's basically like, okay, you act interested about seeing a bird or blah, 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 and see what your partner does. Now, if they act just as interested, he's a keeper. If they're like, what the fuck are you looking at a bird? Might also be a keeper, but in a different way. But that's what basically it is. Just like, you know, because you're not always going to be interested in what it is that your partner is interested in. But that is the fact of like learning one another and growing with one another, is that you become not you you show interest in the things that your partner's interested in,
and you give them space to be interested in their stuff,
exactly, and not judge them. Yeah. But it does not have to become your interest, like, no. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of like, let them be happy. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah, no.
And I think, and then kind of wrapping it all back together, is I think these, that we were talking about, like, our intimacy, our favorite forms, and, well, I don't know what your favorite forms, but all of those different things that you can do to help that are non-sexual, I truly believe, and I'm sure you are going to agree, help when it comes to sexual intimacy. 1,000%, because it's more, the connection is there.
You 1,001%. I did.
Because it deepens that connection with the person to where you know them, because you've listened, you've taken the time to learn their interests, you know how they operate. Because
so y'all probably talked about that too.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about, the listen and the application. Mm-hmm. Okay, take note.
Ooh, okay, so I'm glad you were not shy in this episode.
I was trying. Woo, just because you know what? I'm 30 now.
You are. Oh, if I got your mom be listening.
I don't care.
That's right.
I'm 30. Okay. Use that as a sound bite. Yeah, I'm 30.
I'm going to clip that out. What time was that?
Please don't.
Yes, so I think that was kind of the main, the point that I wanted to drive home was that a lot of people, or at least I'm not gonna say a lot of people, I'm not gonna speak in generalizations. I know that I, for the longest time, was under the impression that, you know, sex and intimacy were the same thing.
Yeah.
And so I think now that I have grown and matured and learned learned that they are different things, and taken the time to, what word am I trying to find? Strengthen the
my it was will. Good, yeah.
I told you it's not a grammar show, y'all. Strengthen my why am I having such a hard time with words? Mm-hmm. I have that put part. More effort. That's what I wanted to say. Put more effort into the non-sexual forms of intimacy, and like wanting to build those types of bonds with, I don't want to say people because I ain't really dating nobody. But I noticed a difference in actually having sex and how that has played out. And so, again, it took a long time to get there. But now that we are here, I think that just goes to show, obviously, the differentiation. And I think based upon the conversation, you would agree in those instances. Mm-hmm. Because I don't, it's weird. And what I wanted, another question that I wanted to try to answer during this that I don't think we had enough information to do was, would you touch on like how we're raised differently, mm-hmm, as men and as women, how that plays into it, which maybe that'll be a conversation whenever, if we ever bring our parents on. That would be hilarious, not parents, because it would just be mom, but not really.
Literally.
Because I'm so interested in like the way of how we were brought up and how we were introduced to those things, because I'm sure they were very different. Well, actually, maybe not, because my mom would probably say the same thing that your mom says, because my mom tried to shield me from that as much as she could.
I think, and this would be another topic for a different episode, but I think that would be more so of a how we view relationships type episode. And, you know, I could speak to my ex.
True, special and, time in that space.
You know, go on that rabbit hole.
Yeah, I think that might. Maybe you're right. Yeah. I mean, we can play around with that. But before we close out, why am I struggling to speak today? I'm so confused. Before we close out, talk, is there anything that you want to add on the topic of those two top subjects, sex and intimacy, that you feel like it's also important for people to know coming from a woman's perspective? Or did you think you got all of the data?
No, yeah, I think you touched on some pretty good ones, you know?
Good. Well, then we will start wrapping this lovely episode up. But let us know your thoughts on sex and intimacy.
Words.
I told you I'm really struggling today. Uh-huh. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's late night. You stand up as well.
Mm-hmm. It's 10:13, y'all. Yeah. It's past my bedtime, though, for real, though.
anyway, yes, let us know your thoughts on sex and intimacy and what you when you discovered it, basically answer all the questions that we answer. We want to know if we're alone in this world, which I'm sure we're not. But before we do leave, I do have a mental health.
Why are you looking at me?
And this is, I know, it's I don't know why it's not doing the thing. But anyway, so I was again scrolling up. No, this wasn't on Twitter. This was on the forgotten platform of Tumblr. Because why do I still have that on my phone? I don't know. But it's funny because also Tumblr used to be where all the porn was. Like back in the day.
Wow. And I never had a Tumblr.
I didn't create one until college because everybody had a Tumblr. And I was like, I'm going to Tumblr. And it was cool because there was like a bunch of shit. Anyway, I say all that to say, I was bored and I couldn't sleep one night. And so I always, you know, there's always the occasional Facebook. I don't go on Facebook a lot. But then Twitter and Instagram and then Snapchat occasionally. But then I was like, there's nothing there. So Tumblr's always, the app's always been on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, eh, what are they talking about? So I was scrolling through there and I saw this lovely quote from S.C. Laurie, who I found out was a woman. And so my mental health moment is this quote because I think it was really, it, I don't want to say it ties into anything that we were talking about, but I just think it made me feel warm and fuzzy inside. So it says, be confused, it's where you begin to learn new things. Mm-hmm. Be broken, it's where you begin to heal. Be frustrated, it's where you start to make more authentic decisions. Be sad, because if we are brave enough, we can hear our heart's wisdom through it. But whatever you are right now, no, I'm sorry. Be whatever you are right now, no more hiding, you are worthy always.
As a licensed mental health therapist, I approve this message. I like that. I really do.
I don't know where I thought you were about to go with that.
You know, that's yes. Like the thing that you, when you download stuff from LimeWire, it's like that message.
That random thing. AOL music. Yes. But yes, that is from S.C. Laurie. And I don't know, that one, Jeff, was just like, you know what? So it's weird because obviously all of us are always looking for the answer to something. And sometimes we need a person to just tell us something. And so she told me that I'm worthy, even though, you know, Oprah said that a couple times too. And so did Jada, because that's the name of her book, Worthy. Mm. Anyway, on that note.
We don't listen to Jada that much these days.
You know, it's funny because I feel like she, you know, we talked about it on one of the episodes. She, like all the stuff that was coming out about her and Will and okay, it was like, da-da-da, it was all to lead up to this book. And then the book came out and it has been. Like, ain't nobody been saying nothing. Now Britney Spears' book came out and everybody is still talking.
And she has, is it something on Hulu or Netflix? It's a something. I think it's on Hulu because I saw and it said 2023 and I was like, oh, it's something Britney. Yeah.
But yes, so that's my lovely mental health moment. Please y'all be kind to yourselves and know that you are worthy, because if I didn't just say it, S.C. Laurie said it. Okay? But on that note, unless Natalie, do you have anything else that you want to add to this episode before we run out of here?
No, sir.
Well, be sure to follow us on social media at Crazy Little Pod on Instagram and the TikTok. No, the TikTok. I've been struggling, y'all. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask us or advice you want from us two crazy people, send your questions or letters to askcrazylittlepod@gmail.com. We may just read your craziness on this crazy show that we have.
No, we will. It's not a may.
Yes. But yes, Natalie said she has nothing to add. So we are going to leave now. So we will see y'all next time.
May.